Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Com. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schuelt. Averill reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Morgan moves to third. Com moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is walked intentionally. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Archerin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt is hit by the pitch. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bengo for a passed ball. Myatt moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin bunts in front of the plate. Bengo fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Porter reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Wally Hebert now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosmak. Burns reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin strikes out. 1 out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Campbell scores. There goes Sharon trying to get to third. Cecil throws to Com, who tags Sharon for the out. It's 5-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmak hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmak moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Com reaches second base with a double. Vosmak scores. Morgan scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. 1 out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon has Com trapped. There's the throw to Bengo and back to Sharon, who tags Com for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Campbell. Porter moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kamm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Morgan scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kamm moves to third. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground for an out. Hudlin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kamm scores. Hudlin scores. Burnett moves to second. It's 10-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter bunts towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to third. two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 11-2, Indians. Bob Cooney now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Bengo and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bengo hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Morgan is hit by the pitch. Vosmek moves to second. Ed Montague pinch hits for Willie Com. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Montague now playing third base. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Montague settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Montague. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sherin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Sherin reaches second base with a double. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.